My dearly beloved, today on the Sunday after the Feast of the Ascension of our Lord, we have a gospel taken from the discourse of our Lord at the Last Supper. Likewise, last Sunday and the Sunday before were taken from this lengthy discourse of our Lord as is recorded by St. John in his gospel. And among other things, our Lord tells the apostles that he will send the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Ghost, upon them, the Spirit who proceeds from the Father and the Son, that our Lord would send him to the apostles. Now, we know that the apostles felt very insecure without our divine Lord. In fact, after the resurrection of Christ, or indeed after his crucifixion, they kept the doors in the upper room bolted shut. And we remember that on the evening of the resurrection, and again 1 week later, when our Lord came into the upper room, he came through the wall because the doors were bolted shut. And they bolted them because they were afraid. They were afraid of persecution. They were afraid of perhaps even being put to death. And our Lord knew how weak they were. And that is why he told them, "It is expedient for you that I go, because unless I leave, the Spirit will not come, the Advocate, the Paraclete." Who is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is the third person of the Blessed Trinity, equal in all things to the Father and the Son. Every time we make the sign of the cross, we say, "In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen." We profess our Catholic faith in the mystery of the Trinity, one God in three divine persons. And just because the Holy Ghost, we say, is the third person of the Trinity, that does not mean that he is in any way inferior to God the Son or to God the Father. Rather, it is because of the what we call the procession of persons, that God the Father begets the Son and the Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father and the Son. We refer to the Holy Ghost as the sanctifier, the one who sanctifies us, who lives within us. And it reminds me of the title of a book. It's a sad but true title, and that is a book on the Holy Ghost called Our Forgotten Guest. Because he is not only a guest, which he is, but he takes up residence in our souls and lives within us. The Catechism tells us that there are four effects of sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace makes us holy and pleasing to God. It makes us adopted children of God. It gives us a right to heaven. And sanctifying grace makes us temples of the Holy Ghost. We receive that life of grace for the very first time in the sacrament of baptism. That is one of the reasons why baptism is such a wonderful sacrament. The Holy Ghost comes and takes up his abode in the soul through baptism. And we must treasure the life of sanctifying grace. We must guard it and protect it and not allow the devils to strip us of that life of grace through their temptations, but rather avoid occasions of sin and treasure and cherish the life of sanctifying grace that we have. So the Holy Ghost then lives within us. We are his temples. And he animates us, he vivifies us, he gives us life, spiritual life. The Holy Ghost is the sanctifier, living within us, sanctifying us, inspiring us. We also have what are called the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. And they are just what they are called. They are gifts. We do not deserve them. We did not earn them, but rather they are given to us by the love of Almighty God, by the Holy Ghost, to help us get to heaven, to help us live a good life. And we should know the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and the fear of the Lord. During this novena of the Holy Ghost, we're reading about each of the gifts to understand them and what they do for the soul. So let us be grateful for the working of the Holy Ghost and not place any obstacle in the path of His work in our souls. We see on Pentecost Sunday, which is next Sunday in the Gospel, we see how the apostles were transformed from being fearful, from being timid, from being afraid of persecution, all of a sudden after the coming of the Holy Ghost, to become completely changed individuals and no longer afraid, no longer fearful, no longer worried about being arrested and put to death, but rather going forth courageously and spreading the faith. What worked that change in them? It was the Holy Ghost. And He can do the same for us if we are open to His working in our soul, to His grace. We should think of the Holy Ghost. We should honor Him dwelling within us. And we should pray to the Holy Ghost to help us live a good Catholic life. In today's Gospel, our Lord says to the apostles, I have said these things to you so that you will not be scandalized. They will expel you from the synagogues. The hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think that he is offering worship to God. And indeed, the apostles were persecuted and they were martyred. But our Lord forewarned them that they would meet with this opposition. And the Holy Ghost strengthened them to go forth to meet it courageously. We also face a persecution constantly. Of course, there are times when we are visibly or openly mocked for our faith, perhaps. But more than that, there is a subtle temptation from our threefold enemy of the world, the flesh, and the devil, trying to pull us away from Almighty God, enticing us with temptations that are all around us, trying to pull us away from God, trying to cause us to commit sin. And we must be on our guard. We must avoid the occasions of sin. We must pray. We must have a good spiritual life. Because the Holy Ghost is there to give us His grace, but we must ask for it. As our Lord said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. The Holy Ghost is willing and desirous to help us, but we must ask. It reminds me of a wonderful prayer that I know some of you are familiar with, to the Holy Ghost. And the story is told of a great cardinal in England in the 1800s, Cardinal Manning. A very holy man, very great churchman. And once someone asked him, why is it or how is it that you are able to accomplish so much good for Holy Mother Church and for souls? Your words are so inspiring. Your life is obviously so much in union with God. What is your secret? And he said, well, if I have any secret, it is that every morning I say these words. Slowly, and I think about what they mean. And then he said a prayer to the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, soul of my soul, I adore thee, I love thee, I praise thee, I thank thee, enlighten, guide, etc. Again, some of you are familiar with it. And I don't know if it was Cardinal Manning who composed that prayer or if it was from someone else, but he adopted it. But he prayed it every day in the morning and he took several minutes to pray it slowly, thinking of the words, meaning them from his heart. Calling upon the Holy Ghost to obtain His help. It would be good for us likewise to invoke the Holy Ghost, to ask His help in all of our needs. Today in the epistle, St. Paul mentions about charity. Charity, he says, covers a multitude of sins. We know that the early Christians were known for their charity. And the Holy Ghost is the love, we say, of the Father and the Son, the spirit of charity. This is the real hallmark of the followers of our Lord, their love of God and love of neighbor. But that is a great consolation to know that by charity we can make up for many sins. No doubt we all have many sins that we have committed in our lives. We are sorry for them. We make a good confession, but we still have to atone for them, lest we spend years in purgatory. Far better to make up for our sins in this life than in purgatory. And so that thought from St. Peter in the epistle is a great consolation, that charity covers a multitude of sins. Let us resolve to live our faith with fervor and turn to the Holy Ghost and ask his help to do so. Because if we pray and ask for his help, we certainly will receive it, especially the grace we need to persevere, to renounce the world, the flesh, and the devil, and to persevere in doing God's will, that we might one day in heaven witness, see face to face that beatific vision of the Most Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.